It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Good morning, Saluki fans. And it is a bright and early morning for us. At only last night, having to turn right around and come down to Wayne City today for the 65th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. This morning, the Red Hill Salukis will be taking on the Sisney Running Lions.
Yep. Their second meeting of the year.
Good morning. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley, and we will be bringing you all the action for this 65th annual holiday tournament. They play today and then come back Wednesday, I believe
Wednesday
it is.
Wednesday, 7 o'clock, I think.
And they play the Crab Orchard.
Trojans, I think they are.
Yep, Trojans. So we will be bringing you the action today as we know what the matchup will look like. Of course, we're playing on a little bit bigger gym, so not as many out-of-bounds calls.
That's what it was today. At Sisney, yeah, the first game of the year. Sisney comes in. Red Hill's 4-4 after their loss to Olney last night. Sisney is 1-4. They picked up their first win of the year last night, defeating Oblong handily. But it was 69-42. I know they've lost, besides losing to Red Hill, they lost by 3 to Dietrich. And I heard that they lost to Wayne City. Some of it was about five or six-point game against Wayne City. And their other loss, I don't know who they played. So they played at least two real close games that they've lost. So, but they're a very young team, one of the youngest teams. I think they've got two or three seniors, but that's about it. And I look at Crab Orchard. Crab Orchard has no seniors listed on their roster. And Wayne City has, I think there's maybe one to two seniors on their roster. So they're playing some young teams in this pool that Red Hill's in. The other pool consists of the North Clay Louisville North Clay Cardinals, Grayville Bison, the Weber Trojans, and the Gallatin County Hawks. Gallatin County being, I think, Ridgeway and that area.
Today's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Looking at that first matchup, the Salukis had a rough start going off of that. Kind of a long first half, you could say, and they just weren't running right with that zone offense to start, or zone defense to start out with. So they kind of switched it up to a man-to-man, and they really took control of the game and made it a little bit more fast-paced in the second half.
Well, they trailed 9-7 at the end of the first quarter, and they were trailing, I think it was 17-15, and then went up by 6 at the half, 23-17, and broke it open, went to about a 15 or 16-point lead for three quarters, and won the game 60-37, so it wasn't close at the end. They were able to take control of the game, especially the first part of the last of the second quarter, first of the third quarter, in that small gym down at Sisney. And then, so like I said, this is the regular size floor. We'll see what happens tonight. Spread them out a little bit, maybe, and see what happens.
And we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick for a quick commercial break to hear from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
That's a word from our sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. And, Rob, we're just kind of in the middle of the action here.
Yeah, a couple of basketballs rolling over. We're in a corner on the floor, and two of them came out, one towards you and one towards me.
So we're right in the line of fire here today, so we're going to have to be on our toes just like both teams here.
Yeah.
Going to be a good second matchup between the two. Look for them to maybe play even another time later in the season.
They could. They won't be in the same region because, like, Radio's 2A, Assistant's 1A, so this probably would be their last meeting because they are not in the – I don't think they're in the Deep League Holiday Tournament, so –
But it looks like Red Hill will be in their white uniforms with blue numbers, with red trim, white pants.
And home team today.
And the Sisney Running Lions will be in orange uniforms with blue numbers and letters and white trim around that. So going to be easy to distinguish the numbers, unlike in football back then. It was hard to tell.
The gray jerseys, yeah. Because we're a little bit closer to the action, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better whenever you're down and right there in it. Unlike last night, we were a little bit higher, so it was a little bit
tough. We filed a flight plan to get up there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Just about, I think it was about a $20 ticket just to get up there.
Yeah. No nosebleeds yet, but.
No, not quite. But this gym, a fairly new gym, and it's a beautiful place,
yes,
it looks
it
like. So, gonna be a great day.
I think it's the third year for this gym. The first year. This will be the fourth time Red Hill's been here. The first year they played in the old gym at the old high school, but the last 3 years they've been in this one here, and it is a very, very, very nice facility. Very nice.
It is, and that's a look at our pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for another break and be right back with starting lineup and tip-off. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where we are here at the 65th Annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. For those of you just joining, we will be bringing you all the action here at this holiday tournament. They start off today playing the Sisney Running Lions, and then Wednesday play Crab Orchard, and then we'll come back Friday
Wayne City.
And play Wayne City.
And then it'll play somebody on Saturday. We're not sure who that'll be.
So I will go ahead and send it over to Rob, and we will get those starting lineups.
Okay, what I'm going to go with Jace Hatcher. He's a 5'4" sophomore. Then we've got Brendan Potter, a 6-foot sophomore. Gavin Featherling, a 6'1" freshman. Connor Brock, 6'4 sophomore, and Jesse Milner, 5'4 freshman. He was a football player against Red Hill that first game.
Yes, he was. And the freshmen there, they get all over the court. They run the floor for the Running Lions and are just able to control the ball very well and get they're the point guards on there, but they really know how to move the ball quickly and keep it out of the Red Hill's hands.
One reason Red Hill had some success against them with the zone, smaller form, their guards are like 5'3 and 5'4. So they had either Havel or Worth up on the top part, even sometimes at Rake Allen, but caused a problem. Parker Havel, Connor McKinney, same starting five, Drew Moore. We got Nathan Worth and Drake Allen, I imagine. It's so same starting lineup that the Slugies have used all year.
Slugies led by head coach Brian Havel, and the head coach for the Sisney Running Lions is Kevin Bowen. He is also the principal over there at Sisney, so going to be another good matchup. Probably a little bit different look than what we've seen before, but Sisney may have improved a little bit coming close there with Dietrich. Yeah. Of course, we haven't seen them
yet. No, I haven't seen Dietrich, I don't think. And coming close with Wayne City, but I think Dietrich's a younger team this year than what they've been. But I don't know where the game was played, which... But Slugie's going to have to put some pressure on, I think, to make sure that they can do some things here.
And jumping for the Running Lions will be Connor Brock, standing at a tall 6'4", sophomore. Also, we're jumping for the Slugies as usual, number 20, Nathan Worth. Worth standing at 6'6", senior. Or sorry, junior, that is. Referee getting a couple of jerseys tucked in over there. And the ball is up and tipped away back to Connor McKinney. Worth gets the tip off, and Slukies will start out with the basketball. Ball to from Havel to Moore, out to McKinney, who's going to pull up for an early three off the back of the rim. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds, and it will stay Slukie basketball. Slukies trying to get up on the board early. 14 seconds away from the clock. Havel will take it out of bounds, get it into Worth. Worth's going to pull it for three. Off the rim, no good. Allen stretches up for the rebound. Out to Havel. Havel up to Moore. Moore swings it around to McKinney.
Look, there's zone defense again for Sisney. So
McKinney over to Havel into the corner to Moore. He's going to try and go baseline. Lob it up to McKinney. McKinney gets trapped inside, loses the ball, comes away to knocks into the backcourt, and Milner picks it up. Tried to go baseline, gets it back out there to Hatcher. Hatcher into the corner, back around to Milner. Milner on the right wing.
They're in a man-to-man, so we can start out man-to-man.
Potter with it up to Hatcher through his hands. He gets it back. Hatcher out top now. Gets it off to Brock. Brock, he's going to bring it back up top. Cross-court pass there to Potter. Potter to Hatcher. Hatcher with it now on the left wing. Guarded there by Connor McKinney. Gets it back up top to Milner. Milner with it now. He's standing out near midcourt. Gets it off to Featherling. Featherling into the corner to Potter. Potter guarded there by Moore. Potter takes his dribble. Gets it back up top. Swings it around to Hatcher. Hatcher with it now. Gets it off to Brack. Brock with it. He's going to try and drive the lane, lose control, tipped away there by Moore. He's going to pick it up, get it up to McKinney. McKinney's going to go try for a layup. No good. Ball batted around, and it will be off the hands of Nathan Worth. It will be Sisney basketball. 6:22 left to go here in the first period. No score on the board yet for either team. A little full court pressure. Broken up there. Gets up to Hatcher to Featherling in the corner, and he puts up a five-footer, gets the first 2 points up on the board for the game. McKinney over to Havel. Havel back and forth with McKinney out near the volleyball line, gets it to Worth, back to McKinney, tries to swing it around, gets it to Havel at the top of the key, back to McKinney, pump fakes, passes off to Worth, inside to Havel. Havel's going to pull it for three, off the back of the rim, no good. Potter stretches up for the rebound. He pulls it down. He's going to bring it up court himself. Gets it to Featherling. He's going to drive baseline, pass off to Brack, who goes up and is fouled on his way up. So Brack will go to the line to shoot two here. That foul will go against number 20, Nathan Worth. His first foul, team's first. Connor Brack, a 6'4 sophomore at the line, puts up his first one. Off the rim, no good.
Josh Henry coming in for Drake Allen in the Red Hill lineup.
Giving Drake a little rest. He had a
hip a little bit last night in the fourth quarter, so.
Brack's second one is up on its way off the side of the rim, no good. Worth pulls it down, outlets to McKinney, up court quickly to Havel. Trying to break this 1-3-1 zone. McKinney drives the lane, puts up a floater from the free throw line. No good. Gets the rebound and is fouled. Foul goes against number 33, Connor Brack, his first, team's first. So it'll be Saluki ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Pretty good sized crowd for both teams here today. Moore puts up a three-pointer. No good. Havel pulls it down, tries to put it back. No good. Worth gets the rebound and the put back. 2-2 now. Coach Havel wants full court pressure here. Potter with it now, back and forth with Milner. Milner tries to split a couple defenders. Tipped away there by Havel to McKinney, up court quickly to Moore, and an easy two buckets. And Coach Bowen wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. It's a 30. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Coming out of that timeout, Sisney has the ball after that score from Drew Moore. Potter tried to pass it up to Milner, stolen away by Nathan Worth. Passes off to McKinney. He drives the basket, puts up a three-foot floater, no good. Potter comes away with the rebound, passes up to Milner. Milner gets it across the timeline quickly. Guarded there by McKinney, takes a screen from Potter. Milner with it out, crosses McKinney up, dumps it down into Brack, and he goes up an easy in for two. All tied up here at four. 4:35 left to go here in the first period. McKinney with it, gets it to Moore in the corner. Moore gets it back up to McKinney, swings it around to Havel. Havel looking down low, he dribbles to the right side. Trying to break this 1-3-1, picks up his dribble. Gets it inside to Moore. Moore drives the lane, passes off to Henry. Henry goes up strong and in for two. Back and forth they go. Saluki's put on the full court pressure. Gets it inside to Brack. Brack at midcourt, gets cross court to Milner. Milner drives the lane, passes back out to Potter. Potter pulls up for three and buries it. Sisney takes their first lead of the game, 7-6 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Havel tried to go coast to coast, but ball is knocked out of bounds there by Featherling. It will stay Saluki basketball. McKinney will be the inbound man. Gets it into Drew Moore. Moore cross court there to Henry, into the corner to McKinney, just inside the 3-point line, in and out, no good. Moore stretches up for the rebound, got it, and got the put back. 8-7, now the lead in favor of the Salukis. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, Milner back and forth with Potter. Potter gets it across the timeline. Back to Milner. Milner goes down low to Featherling, who gets the back door and got it up and in. Sisney Lions back and forth with the Salukis here. Different team than we saw at the beginning of the season. Henry with it in the corner. Back up top to McKinney. McKinney drives the lane into the corner to Moore, who pulls up for three off the rim. No good. Havel pulls it down. Stolen away there, though, by Brack. Up court to Milner. Milner brings it up, guarded there by McKinney. Up top to Hatcher. Hatcher with it now, is going to bring it to the right side. Gets it to Potter here on the right wing. Potter takes it back up top. Takes a screen there from Brack. Brack inside, gets the pass, and a foul will be called on the shot.
That two-shot attempt for... It'll be Connor Brack.
That foul will go against number 10, Parker Havel, his first, team second of the game. 2:51 left to go here in the first period.
Rack, he's 1 of 3 at the line now.
Made the first one there. Today's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Second one is up, no good. Worth pulls the rebound down, gets it out to Moore, up court to Havel now. Havel passes inside to Moore, off to Worth, back out to McKinney. McKinney pulls up, gets it to Moore. Moore tried to pass to Worth, threw his hands into the hands of Brack. Brack outlets to Milner, up court quickly to Potter. He's going to try and drive baseline.
Another foul on Drew Moore, blocking foul. Third team foul against Red Hill.
So it'll be Sisney ball out of bounds here near the sideline. Baseline now. So Sisney will have the ball underneath their own basket. Gets it into Brack. Brack with it now. He's guarded there by Worth. Nowhere to go. Gets it up top to Milner. Cross court there to Hatcher. Hatcher gets a screen from Featherling. Drives right side off to Milner. Milner on the right wing. Tries to cross up McKinney. Dribbles out near the volleyball line, drives the lane, passes off to Brack, who pulls up from baseline, no good. Havel stretches up for the rebound, gets it up court quickly to Moore. Moore drives into the corner, tried to go baseline, and is forced out of bounds, and a quick turnover there for the Salukis. It will be Sisney basketball. Checking in for Connor Brack is number 11, Malcolm Levi. Trading a tall guy for a little guy. Getting a little bit more speed in there. Full court pressure put on there by the Salukis. Potter with it now. Trying to break this. Gets it to Milner. Milner got it across the timeline. And timeout called there by Coach Bowen. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrell Federal Credit Union. It's a 30 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 1:54 left to go here in the first period. Sisney leads it 10-8. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Sisney Lions have it at midcourt. They inbound there to Milner. Milner guarded by Havel. Looks like almost like a zone type of defense here, maybe a 2-1-2. Hatcher with it now, back over to Potter. Potter tried to go to Hatcher, but stolen away by Moore and tipped out of bounds. Trying to figure out what kind of zone defense they're running. It's almost like a 2-1-2 and a 1-3-1.
Yeah.
Hatcher gets the inbound, passes off to Potter. Potter with it on the right wing, cross-court pass there to Milner. Tried to go into the corner to Hatcher, but tipped out by Josh Henry. It will stay Sisney basketball. Checking into the game for the Salukis is Cameron Ray, as McKinney will take a seat. Inbounding for the Lions as Potter gets it into Milner. Milner on the left wing gets it up top to Hatcher. Hatcher looking to go right side, picks up his dribble, goes cross court there to Milner. Milner with it on the left wing now. Picks up, pulls up from 3-point, got it to fall. Nope, it is a 2-pointer, okay. Says he was on the line. So 12-8 now in favor of the Lions with 1:05 left to go. Ray gets it into Henry in the corner. He goes down low baseline to Worth. Passes over to Moore, who's right there, and puts up an easy 2-bucket. 12-10 now on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Milner brings it up court. Tried to pass it off. Tipped away there by Havel. Milner gets it back. Swings it around to Hatcher. Hatcher with it now on the right wing. Tried to go cross court pass to Milner. Into the corner to Potter. Potter back up top to Milner. Good ball movement here by the Lions. Back out to Potter, who pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Worth stretches up for the rebound. Gets it to Moore. Moore tried to pass it up court quickly. Tipped away by the Lions. And out of bounds, it will stay Saluki basketball.
Jake Allen coming back in for Red Hill for Josh Henry.
Checking into the game for the Lions is number 21, Austin Drake, and Connor Brack coming back in as Potter. And not sure who else checked out there. Worth with it now out near the top of the key. Passes off to Havel. 20 seconds left to go here in the first period. Allen with it on the left side. brings it back up, passes into the corner to Worth, back up top to Ray. 10 seconds left to go in the first period. Over to Havel. Havel back to Ray, stretches up for the ball, back to Havel. 5 seconds left, gets it to Worth in the corner, pulls up for three, no good. Moore gets the rebound, put back, is no good. In and out of the rim. Moore looking for a foul there as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lions lead at 12-10. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Slicky Basketball right here on The Legend.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Build Opson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Opson Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildopson.com.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
We get set to start the second half of action. Sisney will start out with the basketball. Potter with it on the right wing. Passes cross court there to Hatcher. Back up top to Milner. Milner back
in one zone this time.
Into the corner to Brack. Back up top to Hatcher. Goes cross court to Milner. Milner out with it near the volleyball line. Cross court to Hatcher. Into the corner to Brack. Tries to go baseline and steps out of bounds. It will be a quick turnover there.
Cameron Ray on the defense there. Got him on the baseline. Let him force it. Forced out of bounds to some degree. And
Moore gets it up court to Ray. Ray with it now. Trying to break this 1-3-1 defense. Gets it in the corner to Havel. Back up top. Swings it to Moore. Moore on the right side with it. Goes down low to Worth. Tips it around. Gets it back to Moore up top. Down low to Worth. Worth goes inside to Allen. Allen back out to Ray. Ray's going to pull up for three. No good off the back of the rim. Brack stretches for the rebound. Outlets there to Hatcher. Gets it up court to Milner. To Potter. Potter with it now on the right wing. Back up top to Milner. Milner slowing it down a little bit. Gets it over to Hatcher on the left side. Hatcher back to Milner. Milner looking for a cutter inside. Gets it in the corner to Potter. Potter cross court to Hatcher. Hatcher going to dribble left side. Brings it back out up top. Gets it to Milner. Milner down. Tried to go into the corner to Brack. And it goes out of bounds. It will be another turnover. Saluki basketball.
Five turnovers for Sisney, four for Red Hill. Salukis were 5 of 16 in the first quarter. Sisney 5 of 7.
Moore passes it down low to Worth. No good on the shot. Gets his rebound. Passes it to Havel on the putback. No good. Featherling pulls it down. Passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher gets it to Potter out near the volleyball line. Back to Hatcher. Hatcher bring it back. Cross court pass to Milner. Milner back up top to Potter. Potter guards there by Havel on the 1-3-1. Over to Hatcher from the left wing. No good. Moore comes away with the rebound. Quickly up court to Havel. Havel going coast to coast. Puts it up and in. First 2 points of the second quarter have been scored by the Red Hill Salukis. They tie it up at 12. Milner slowly brings the ball across the timeline. Gets it over to Hatcher. Into the corner to Potter. Potter looking cross court to Milner. Into the corner to Brack. Brack goes up for 8-footer. No good. Featherling tried to pull it down, saves it from going out of bounds. He went out of bounds, but threw it back in and got it back, and a foul called on the rebound.
I think it'll be on Brack.
That will be. I believe that's his second foul, team second.
Yeah, that's correct.
Moore will bring the ball at the court this time for the Salukis here. Talking with Coach Havel on the sideline. Gets it inside to Havel. Havel goes up strong. No good off the back of the rim. Potter gets the rebound. Outlets to Hatcher. Quickly up court to Milner. Milner with it now from the right wing. Pump fakes. Passes off to Potter. Potter back to Milner. Milner fakes right. He's going to go left. Picks up his dribble. Double team there. And a foul will be called on Drew Moore. That will be his second foul. Team's fourth. Checking into the game for Connor Brack is number 11, Malcolm Levi back in. 5:23 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. McKinney will check in for Moore. He will take a seat. 12-12. Potter with it on the right side. Back up top to Milner. Milner goes cross court to Hatcher. Hatcher with it now, brings it back up top. Tries to go to Milner. He picks it back up. A little tipped away there by Havel. Havel trying to get the ball from him. Passes off to Potter. Potter cross court to Hatcher. Hatcher dribbles left side, puts up a floater off the front of the rim, no good. Levi gets the rebound, tipped away there by Havel. Ray picks it up, back to Ray now. Ray's going to bring it up court. He dribbles right side now. Tries to pass off to Worth, and a blocking foul will be called on Malcolm Levi, his first, team third. So it'll be Saluki basketball underneath their own basket.
They played a little over 3 minutes in this quarter, only 2 points have been scored.
Malcolm Levi will check out of the game. Coming in for him will be number 21, Austin Drake. Gets it into Ray. Ray up to Havel, who pulls up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Milner goes up strong for the rebound. Quickly up court to Hatcher. Back to Milner. Pump fakes, drives left side. Milner goes cross court to Potter. He's going to drive the lane. Pass out to Drake. Drake passes back to Potter. Potter goes cross court to Milner. Milner to Hatcher from the corner for three. No good. Drake gets the rebound, brings it back out. Gets it to Featherline in the corner. Cross court to Milner. And back to Hatcher for three. Got it this one to fall. Hatcher puts him up by three now, 15-12. Believe that's the biggest lead so far of the game.
I think so, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was 4 one time at 12-8.
McKinney gets it to Allen in the corner. Tried to pass to Havel. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Potter, who tried to save it. He did save it, but rolled right there with him.
Yeah, he was out of bounds. He rolled, and Drew Moore's going to come back in for
Drake Allen, it looks like. Just under 4 minutes to go. Havel gets the inbound. Going to bring it back up top. Pass off to McKinney. McKinney into the corner to Ray. Ray gets trapped. Back to McKinney tries to penetrate the lane, pass inside to Moore, back out to Havel. Havel's going to go inside, put up a shot, and is fouled on the way up.
Yeah, of course, Havel's, when Moore got the ball in the middle, he turned away from the basket. He had an easy shot there.
That foul goes against number 30, Gavin Featherling, his first, team's fourth. So Havel will go to the line to shoot two here.
First free throw attempts for Red Hill.
Havel's first one is on the way, off the front of the rim, no good. Havel having some difficulties here with his free throws the last few games. As Cameron Ray checks out, Josh Henry will come in for him. Parker Havel hasn't had a lot of success with free throws as he misses his second one. Gets the ball back, puts up a three-pointer, no good off the back of the rim. Drew Moore tipped around, gets the rebound, put back is good.
Is that Drew?
Milner with it. He brings it up the court quickly. Tipped out of bounds there by Parker Havel, though. 3:30 to go here in the first half. Saluki's trail 15-14. Potter inbounds to Milner.
Very similar to the first half they had down at Sissany.
Hatcher with it on the left side now. Brings it back over to Milner. Milner looking for somebody inside. Getting ready to be closed off. Passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher looking down low. Passes back to Milner. Milner on the right wing cross court there. Gets it back to Hatcher. Milner is going to pull it for three. No good off the rim. Moore stretches up for the rebound, and Featherling will be called for his second foul as he is called in on the reaching foul. It'll be hit team's fifth. Havel will be the inbound man. Gets it into McKinney.
This is going to be a game to me here with the basket.
McKinney over to Havel. Havel back to McKinney now, looking inside, trying to get good ball movement. Passes it into the corner to Henry. Henry gets it inside to Havel. Havel goes low to Moore. Moore puts up the alley-oop and gets it to fall. Saluki's regained the lead, 16-15 now with 2:45 to go. Milner drives inside, goes low to Featherling, who goes up strong. Short-lived lead there.
Right.
Sisney takes it back, 17-16. Moore goes baseline, jumper from eight, no good. Drake comes away with the rebound. He hands it off to Milner. Milner is going to slowly bring it up the court this time, take their time, set something up good. They've been getting good ball movement the whole game so far. Milner passes off to Drake there. Back to Milner. Milner up top to Potter. Potter out near the volleyball line, goes to the left wing into the corner to Drake, who pulls up for three off the back of the rim, no good. And Havel pulls it down. And the foul will go against number five, Jace Hatcher, his first, team six. As Havel went up for the rebound, and Hatcher was standing right there, and I think it was a reaching foul as Havel pulls up for three again, off the back of the rim, no good. Worth tried to go up for the rebound, couldn't get it. Featherling pulled it down, outlets to Milner. Milner tried to go coast-to-coast, dribble off his foot, and out of bounds. That will be Saluki basketball.
Six turnovers for 64 for Red Hill.
Referees.
Another change, it's going to be 60 ball.
Referees having a little discussion here. It looked like it was off of Milner's foot, but they're switching up some stuff here, so it's Sisney basketball. Potter gets the inbound to Milner. Milner passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher into the corner to Drake. Goes baseline to Featherling. Back out to Milner. Milner almost lost it there. Tipped away by Havel. He dribbles inside. Gets to Featherling. Featherling puts up a floater. No good. McKinney stretches up for the rebound. Gets it up court to Havel. Havel goes baseline. Puts up a shot. No good, but fouled on his way up.
When they're getting the ball off the boards, they're getting down the floor, but they haven't been able to convert on the shots. First, second foul against Hatcher.
Team seventh foul, so now Slukey's in the bonus for the last minute 30 as Havel makes his first one. Havel, one of three on the day so far, but from last night's game, as he makes the second one there. He's like 5 of 10 almost, it seems like.
And he's been shooting about 80% from the line.
Just having a couple of off games here recently. Not sure what's happened. He's usually been hitting the three ball pretty good too, but he's missed a handful of those as well.
Cameron Ray came in for Drew Moore.
Drake with it now. Goes right side to Potter. Back up top to Milner. Milner tries to penetrate the lane. Shut down by Worth. Into the corner to Hatcher. Hatcher is going to bring it back up top. Shut down by Havel. Goes back into the corner to Milner. Milner goes cross court to Potter. Potter tries to drive the lane. Tipped away there by Havel. And Havel will be called for the foul now.
He's a 15 foul. Second on Parker.
So we'll stay Sisney basketball here with 1:02 left to go in the first half. Saluki's up 18-17. Potter will take the ball out for the Lions. Gets it inbounds to Milner. Milner goes into the corner to Hatcher. Hatcher's going to bring it back up top, hand it off to Milner. And a whistle blows, and Milner will be called for the travel. Coach Bowen asking for an explanation there. He didn't see the travel, but referee standing right there. Ray with it on the left wing now. Brings it back up top. He's going to pass off to McKinney. McKinney's going to try and penetrate the lane. Passes out to Ray into the corner to Henry. Henry tried to go baseline. Trap splits a couple defenders. Goes baseline this time. Puts up a shot. No good. And rebound by Drake, and it will fall out of bounds. It will stay Saluki basketball.
Yeah, Josh made a nice move to the basket. It just wouldn't fall.
36.6 seconds left to go before halftime now. 18-17 in favor of the Salukis. Havel gets it inbounds to McKinney. McKinney goes left side, passes out to Ray. Ray's going to pull it for three. No good off the front of the rim. Potter gets the rebound, outlets to Milner. No, I think only one three so far made in this game, and that was by the Sisney Lions. Hatcher with it. Going to bring it back up top, trying to go right side. Passes off to Featherling, trying to get the last second shot. 15 left on the clock. Featherling cross court there to Milner. Milner with the ball now. Out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher on the right wing. Brings it back up top. 5 seconds left. Milner drives the lane. Splits a couple defenders. Down low to Featherling. Up and in. And as time expires, Sisney goes into the locker room at halftime. Up 19-18 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're here at halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Salukis go into the locker room down 19-18. Similar situation we saw whenever we played them at the beginning of the season. Yep. Sisney Running Lions are leading 19-18. But, I mean, it's been a good game so far both ways. The Lions getting good ball movement on offense and not too bad on defense, kind of controlling the boards down there on that end, but it's kind of even on rebounds.
Red Hills out rebounded 13-10. The biggest difference, shooting percentages, Sisney's 8 of 17. Red Hills, I've got them 8 of 29. So they've had a lot more shot attempts, and they've not made a 3 yet. Sisney's made 2, one by Hatcher and one by Potter. So Saluki's still looking for their first 3 of the game if they're to get that. Only 4 turnovers to 7 for Sisney. But, again, not shooting well. Kind of reminiscent of last night's game, especially the second half against the Alney Tigers. So they're going to have to improve that. Defensively, they've had pretty good defense, but Sisney's been able to, their little guards have been able to penetrate a little bit and dish off to Feathering and Potter a few times and gotten some easy baskets inside. Drew Moore leads the way with 10 points. He only had 4 last night. Parker Havel has 4. 2 points for Nathan Worth and 2 for Josh Henry. Feathering has 8 for Sisney. 3 other players have 3. Hatcher, Brock, and Potter each have 3. And Jesse Milner has 2. Sisney led by 2. 12-10 in the first quarter. Their largest lead was 4 at 12-8. Red Hills led in the second half at 16-15 and 18-17. But Sisney scored there right before the half, and they take this one-point lead at the break, 19-18.
And Parker Havel having a hard time here in the last two games now, tonight or this morning and last night's game. He's gone 2 of 4 so far at the line and just not been able to get any threes to fall the last two games here. And it seems like he's kind of in a slump right now.
Well, he hit some big threes a week ago against Lawrenceville, but that was the last week. Let's see, the Red Hills 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think they're over 11 on threes. So they're over 11 threes, so they're 8 of 18 on twos.
And so. Nathan Worth unable to convert on some three-pointers too. He's a good shot taker, but they're just hard for them to get them to fall in.
Right.
They're on putbacks even too. They're not able to finish, it seems like. And Sisney just kind of shutting them down a little bit, it seems like. But they're getting good shots, getting good ball movement, spreading them out on defense. And they come down the court and able to shut them down as well.
Well, in this game, Sisney leads 19-18. In that game at Sisney, that season opener at halftime, Red Hill led by 23-17 after trailing 17-15 late in the second quarter. So they kind of started taking control of the game late in that second quarter. Let's see what happens if they can, you know, they have the ball to start the second half. See if they can make some kind of an offensive push and maybe get some more turnovers. They've not been able to turn them over that much here in the second quarter. They turned them over a few times, seven times, but they got a lot more turnovers against them in that first game at Sisney.
And it's a little bit easier game, too, on a bigger floor, as we said. Corner shots have been getting up a little bit more here because we got about 3 foot of room on the sideline compared to about a foot at Sisney as the Salukis return to the floor. But they're going to have to change something up, down by 1 point here at halftime. But if Parker Havel can come back and get something going, light a fire under him, and get a spark lit. And Drew Moore, he's been running the floor too very well. They're just unable to get him to fall today, it seems like.
Yeah, and it's like they were 8 of 29 and 0 of 11 on threes. You figure that maybe get three or four of them in the second half, and that could change the whole outlook of how your offense goes.
Today's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We'll go ahead and send it back for another two-minute break and be right back with second half action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bob's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Still here at halftime at the 65th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. Saluki's down 19-18. Both teams back out on the floor. But looking into the second half here, both teams have switched from man-to-man to the zone defense, both at the 1-3-1 like we've seen at the beginning of the season. But neither team can really get anything to fall shot-wise.
Yeah, right now, so like I said, 0 of 11 I have on shooting threes. Sisney's hit a couple of threes, but it's just the way it's kind of working out right now. So we'll see what Coach Havel. I don't know what to change a whole lot. You might put a little more pressure on eventually, try to force some turnovers. But, again, on this larger floor than what Sisney's is, it's a different ball game that way.
And they've been driving the lane as much as they can, trying to get some good penetration and dump it off to Henry, Allen, and Worth a little bit there, but just unable to finish on their shots and get anything to fall at all. So they're going to have to switch a little bit more or something up and just get a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah. And Havel and Mordich have two fouls.
And we're started off here in the third period. Slukies have the ball. Havel with it on the right wing. Passes off to McKinney into the corner to Moore. Moore with it now back up top to McKinney. Dribbles inside back to Moore in the corner. Moore goes to Havel inside the lane. As he tried to go to the basket, there's a foul called. Foul goes against number three. That is Jesse Milner. I believe that's his first foul, team's first. Havel will inbound the ball here. Gets it into the corner to Worth. Up top to McKinney, back to Moore. Moore goes cross court to Havel. And Havel.
He gets fouled again going to the basket. Putting into there.
That foul will go against Jesse Milner again, his second, team second. So two quick fouls on Milner.
McKinney will inbound here.
Kenny gets it into Havel up top, into the corner to Allen. Allen goes baseline. He goes all the way to the basket. No good on the shot. Potter gets the rebound. Outlets to Hatcher. Hatcher gets it up court to Milner. Milner goes right side. Going to pull up. Get it back up top to Hatcher. Hatcher goes back to Milner. He's going to bring it out near the volleyball line. Reset the offense. Goes cross court to Potter. Potter back and forth with Milner. Trying to open up this Saluki defense a little bit. Milner goes to Hatcher, back into the corner to Potter. Potter cross court to Milner. He pump fakes, drives the lane, goes up, takes a shot all the way to the basket. Good for two. Sisney Lions on the board first here in the third period. 21-18 now. Havel with it, driving to the basket, out to Allen. Up top to McKinney, down low to Worth. Worth pulls up, no good, gets his rebound, tries to put it back. Referee says all ball, no good. Potter gets the rebound. Outlets to Milner. He's going to slow it up a little bit. Gets it up court to Hatcher. Hatcher passes back off to Milner. Milner with the ball now. Back and forth with Hatcher. Into the corner to Potter. Pump fakes. Back up top to Hatcher. Hatcher goes to Milner, left side. Milner with it now. Allen's going to step up, try and guard him there. Potter with it. Left wing back to Milner. Milner at the top of the key. Goes to Hatcher and left wing down into the corner to Potter. Trying to spread them out, getting good ball movement here. Potter trying to go baseline. He goes baseline, puts up a shot, and got it to fall. So far, a 4-0 run for the Sisney Lions. McKinney brings the ball up the court, gets to Havel into the corner to Allen. Allen's going to bring it back up top to Havel. Havel looking inside, gets to Allen. He's going to try and go baseline, puts up an 8-footer, got it to fall. Slickies finally get up on the board here. 23-20 on the Best Way Express scoreboard with 5:40 to go here in the third period. Milner brings the ball up the court, dribbling out near the volleyball line. Looks like the Slickies go to a man-to-man defense now. Havel and McKinney will be called for the foul as he tried to help Havel trap Hatcher. I believe that's McKinney's second foul. Team's first here in this half. That is McKinney's first here. Allen will take a seat as Josh Henry comes in for him. Milner on the inbound. Gets the ball guarded there by McKinney. Takes a screen from Brack. Milner going to drive all the way to the basket. Puts up a shot. No good. Worth stretches for the rebound. Outlets there to Moore. Moore quickly up the court. On the right wing. Goes down low. Nice pass there to Josh Henry. Goes baseline. Fouled. Puts up a reverse and fouled on the shot.
That's the third team foul against Sisney this half. And the third one on Featherling. Featherling.
So Henry at the line to shoot two here with 5:13 to go here in the third period. Henry's first one on the way. Got it to fall. Checking into the game is number 21, Austin Drake, comes in for Gavin Featherling. Today's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Brack stretches up, outlets to Hatcher, up court to Milner. Milner dribbles to the right wing. Directed traffic inside. He's going to bring it back out near the volleyball line, dribbles left side. Pulls up from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Brack stretches up. Contested there by Havel on the floor. And it will be a jump ball. It will stay Sisney basketball. Havel came up as Brack was stretching up for it too and knocked it around. Potter will inbound to Milner. Milner gets it in the corner. He's going to bring it back up to the right wing. Tries to go baseline and is called for the travel. So it will be a quick turnover there for the Lions. It will be Saluki basketball.
They get tired, take the lead.
Havel brings it up court, passes off to McKinney, into the corner to Henry, cross court to Havel, down low to Moore through his hands, got it back, and it goes out of bounds off of Milner.
The office, he looked like he's playing soccer, well, off his head.
A little bit of volleyball going around there.
Yeah, Drew lost control of it, and then it kind of bounced off Milner's head. So,
ball inbounded to Havel up top to Moore. Moore's going to pull up from the top of the key, off the rim, no good. Henry stretches up for the rebound.
He's fouled.
Tries to go for the shot, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Multiple bodies on the floor that time. So not sure who that foul was on there. So we look at the scoreboard that goes against Potter, his first, team's fourth. Henry back at the line to shoot two. First one on the way, in and out, no good. One of three so far at the line. Henry, 4:25 left on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Second one is up and got it to fall, 23-22 in favor of the Lions. Full court pressure put on. Into the middle to Brack. Potter gets the ball now, breaks that full court pressure. Milner passes off to Drake. Drake back to Hatcher. Hatcher back over to Milner on the right side, getting good ball movement, running their plays. Brack into the corner to Potter. Potter tries to go baseline.
Foul by McKinney, trying to block him off.
That will be McKinney's second foul, team second. Both McKinney's foul here in the third period. 4:05 to go. Potter will inbound the ball, looking to get into Brack. Brack's going to try and drive the lane, guarded there by Worth. Puts up a shot, rattles around the rim and goes in. Coach Bowen looking for a foul on that one. Moore brings the ball up the court, passes off, tipped away, back to Moore. Moore passes off to Havel. Back over to McKinney, back and forth. Havel goes to Moore from 5 foot out. No good. Drake comes away with the basketball. Passes off to Milner. Milner brings it up the court. Passes off to Potter. Potter back and forth out near the three-point line. Gets it up top to Milner out near the volleyball line. Goes right side. Pump fakes, picks up his dribble. Passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher brings it out. Now guarded by Havel. Havel trying to shut him down here. A little bit of size difference. Passes off to Milner. Milner guarded by McKinney with 3:10 left to go. Brack pulls up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Havel comes flying in for the rebound. Gets it up the floor quickly. Pulls up, gets it off to Moore down. Tried to go low to Worth and tipped around. Drake comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Milner. Milner's going to slow it up a little bit. 25-22 in favor of the Lions. Milner gets it off to Hatcher on the left wing. He's going to bring it back up top. Takes a screen from, and a moving screen will be called on Austin Drake.
It'll be a turnover and a foul. It's his team foul.
That is Drake's first foul here of the game.
The illegal screen, I guess you'd call it.
McKinney will get the inbound, quickly trying to drive the lane, gets it out to Moore. Moore into Havel, who goes in the lane, puts up a shot, got it to fall.
It really off balance, but it went in.
Milner will bring the ball. Of course, Saluki's down by one now. Milner dribbling out near the left wing. Tried to fake out McKinney there, going left side. Trying to cross him up, and he did there. Drives the lane, puts up a left-hand layup, and a charge called. Havel went to the floor, and Milner will be called for the charge.
That's his third foul. I think it's all this quarter, isn't it?
I believe so.
Because that would have put, if it had been a blocking foul, it would have been a pinch for a three-point play.
Havel brings the ball up the court, passes off to McKinney on the right side. He tries to drive the lane, passes off to Havel. Havel looking for some help. Gets it to McKinney inside to Moore. Moore dumps it down low to Worth. Worth goes up strong and in for two. And Saluki's regained their first lead since the first half. 26-25 with 1:50 left to go here in the third period. Milner gets it across the timeline, passes off to Hatcher in the right corner. Hatcher with it now, gets it up top to Brack. Brack over to Potter. Potter takes a screen from Brack, goes left side to Milner. Milner trying to fake out Havel now. Brings it back up top. Going to reset the offense here. Dribbling out near midcourt. Milner passes off to Potter. Potter goes baseline, goes up strong, and a foul called. Count it. And one. 27-26 now, and trying to extend that to a two-point lead here as Potter will go to the line for a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play.
Fouls against Worth. It's second.
Potter at the line, free throw is up. Off the front of the rim, no good. Moore gets the rebound, tipped around. Quickly up court to Havel. Havel is going to try and go baseline, and a foul will be called. It will be on the floor.
I think it's going to be a bonus.
And that foul goes against Milner, I believe. As we wait for them to put it on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
It's against Jace Hatcher, his third. 17 fouls. Havel at the line. Free throw up and good. He gets the second one. Ties 27 all here in the third period with 1:19 to go. Havel will have a chance here again to extend the lead, and he does. They regain the lead 28-27. Havel made both of them there. Milner with the basketball now. He brings it across the timeline, guarded there by Havel. He's going to go right side, pushing in on him, trying to get him off balance. Passes off to Potter on the right wing. Potter gets the screen there from Brack. Going to pull up from three-point line. No good. Ball tipped around, and a foul will be called on the rebound.
Guess the Salukis, I think that
foul, I believe, will go against Worth, and that is his third. Team's fourth here in the half. And another foul called. It will be against Parker Havel this time. That'll be their fifth foul and his third foul as well. Allen will check back into Worth here. So Allen back into the game as Worth takes a seat. Sisney will inbound. Potter on the inbound here, trying to get it in. Gets it in to Drake. Drake's going to pull up for three. No good off the rim. Moore gets the rebound, bringing it up court quickly. Going to be stopped there by Drake. Passed off to Havel, and it will roll out of bounds.
Coach. Yeah, they get a chance to get a 3 or 4 point lead, and they turn it over again. So
Coach Brian Havel was looking for a tip there, but it was all Saluki basketball as it rolled out with 40 seconds to go. Milner brings it slowly across the timeline. Contested there by Parker Havel. Milner dribbling out near midcourt, trying to find somebody, get a play going, dribbles off his leg, passes off to Potter. Potter with it now is going to bring it, guarded there by Moore. He's going to drive right side, take a screen from Brack, going to go baseline, passes off to Connor. Brack goes up strong and in for two. 15 seconds left to go here in the third period. McKinney's going to bring it up court. Sisney leads at 29-28 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Moore with it now, looks up at the clock. He's got five left. Havel with it, back to Moore. Moore drives the lane, pulls up, gets out to Havel, who's going to pull up for three. Off the rim, no good as time expires. Sisney leads it yet again going into the final period of play, 29-28. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Hold those fours high and strong in the air, 29-28 in favor of the Cisney Lions. But the Saluki start out the fourth quarter of action with the basketball. Havel gets the inbound, passes it back to McKinney. McKinney goes right into the corner to Moore, cross-court pass to Havel. Havel stretches up for it, drives the lane, puts up a shot, and a foul will be called. That foul will be against, not sure on the number, people in the way, but Havel will go to the line to shoot two.
That's four on
Featherling. So Featherling with four here. Coach Bowen getting a little frustrated over there on the bench. Havel's first one is up and good. Havel starting to make the free throws here. He's 3 of 3 on his last three free throws. And Austin Drake will check in for Gavin Featherling. Havel at the line, puts up a second one, in and out, no good. Ball tipped around, Hatcher gets the rebound. Milner on the outlet, he will slowly bring it up court. All tied up here at 29 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Milner dribbling back and forth on at the half court line. Dribbles to the right side at the top of the key, guarded by Allen now, passes off to Potter. Potter brings it back up top, passes off to Milner on the right side. Milner is going to drive the lane, fake it out, go cross court to Potter, who's going to pull up for three and buries it. Havel is going to bring the ball up court quickly. Pass off to McKinney. McKinney dribbles back up top, gets to Havel. Havel back to McKinney, pump fakes. Pass off to Havel. He's going to drive lane, and he's going to be called for the travel.
Yep, he did.
And he did. Looking over to the sideline, and coach is saying, yes, you did travel. And we could see it plain as day here. He took his step. He took a jump and put it on the floor. So it would be a quick turnover for the Salukis. Down 32-29.
Milner. To go.
Milner will bring the ball at the court. Guarded there by Havel. Brings it to the left side. He's going to take a screen from Brack. Goes right side. Pump fakes. Passes off to Potter. Potter's going to bring it back up top. He's going to pull it for another three off the rim. No good. And it will be a foul on Havel. Havel will be called for another foul as he was blocking out, it looked like. And the ref called him for a foul. And it looked clean to me. I mean, just
boxing it out.
But Milner will get the inbound. And Havel will be called for his fifth foul. And it didn't look like he was doing anything. And so McKinney will come in for Havel, and Havel will want a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC media station.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of that timeout, Parker Havel has fouled out of the game.
Two quick fouls there, and Brock at the line to shoot 1-1. Both teams in the bonus now.
Ball, first one is up, no good. He came flying in, and ball tapped out of bounds there by Drew Moore. Yeah. So it will stay Cisney basketball. Checking back into the game, Nathan Wirth. He will come in for Drake Allen. So on the floor for the Salukis is Henry, Moore, Wirth, Ray, and McKinney. Potter will inbound the ball, trying to get it into somebody. And he will be called for the five-second violation, and it will be a turnover. It will be Saluki basketball.
I was kind of surprised that Kevin Bowen didn't get a timeout call. They're right in front of his bench.
McKinney passes off to Moore. Moore dribbles right side.
He's fouled.
And a blocking foul will be called against Connor Brack. So Moore will go to the line to shoot bonus here.
I think it'll be three and Brack. That's who it's on. Yes. Moore at the line shooting 1-1. Ninth team foul.
Moore at the line. Got to hit the first to earn the second here. First one up. Got it to go. Moore gets the second one. I believe this is Moore's first time at the free throw line. Only
yes, it is.
Havel and Henry have been at the line.
I think so, yeah.
So Moore's second one got it to go 2 of 2 at the line today.
You're going to find Pardew being more active on offense right now.
Milner bringing the ball up court with 6:35 left to go in the game. 32-31 in favor of the Lions. Hatcher with the ball now. Dribbles left side to Potter. Potter going to bring it back up top. He falls to the floor. Into the corner to Hatcher. Hatcher's going to pull it for three. Got it to fall. Hatcher extends the lead, 35-31, making it a two-possession game here. McKinney with it on the left wing now, goes into the corner to Ray. Ray brings it back up top to Henry. Henry dribbling around out near the volleyball line, tries to throw it, throws it away. Brack picks it up, outlets to Potter. Potter losing his feet, hands it off to Milner. Milner looking for a screen from Brack. Dumps it down low. Stolen away there by Ray. Cameron Ray steps right in front, trying to go coast to coast, and puts it up. Count it, and one. Milner will be called for the foul. 35-33 now.
That's a foul on Milner. It'll be his fourth, I believe.
10th team foul, so Saluki's in double bonus the rest of the game. That is Milner's fourth foul. So Ray at the line to make it a one-point game.
He takes
his time a little bit, makes it, and he gets right to it. Doesn't take a dribble at all.
Nope.
Doesn't mess around. 35-34 with 5:45 left to go here in the game. Milner brings it across timeline, passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher with it now on the right wing, passes off to Brack. Brack over to Potter on the left side. He dribbles inside, passes off to Brack from the free throw line, got it to fall. Back and forth to go. Saluki's just knocking on the door. Moore brings the ball up court. Passes off to Ray. Ray on the left side, bringing it back up top. Gets it off to McKinney. McKinney from the left corner. Dribbles inside, gets it back up to Moore. Moore over to Ray. Ray puts his dribble on the floor. Passes off to McKinney. McKinney on the left side, dribbles inside. Puts up a shot and got it to fall. McKinney drove the lane, 37-36 now. Knocking on the door. Need a steal here to try and go up. Potter with it on the left wing. Looking up top, goes to Milner. Milner with the basketball, guarded there by McKinney. Potter trying to give Milner a screen, passes off to Hatcher in the corner. Hatcher with it now, dribbling out near the left wing. Passes over to Potter on the right side. Potter bringing it back up top, guarded there by Drew Moore. Goes cross court to Milner. Milner back across court to Hatcher. Hatcher's going to try and drive the lane, shut down there by Moore though. A little bit of size difference. Hatcher's going to back it out. Go over to Drake on the left side. Passes back to Milner. Getting good ball movement here. Trying to set up a nice, easy shot. Milner holding the ball out there near the volleyball line. Passes off to Potter in the right corner. Tipped out of bounds, though, by Drew Moore. It will stay Sisney basketball. Checking back into the game is Gavin Featherlane, as Austin Drake will take a seat. Potter will inbound to Milner. Milner gets it up top to Hatcher. Hatcher with it now back to Milner. Milner on the right wing. He's going to put his dribble on the floor, trying to cross up McKinney. He's going to go left side, loses control, and it is called jump ball quickly.
It will be Sisney basketball. But
it'll stay Sisney basketball with just under 4 minutes of play left to go here in the game.
And that'll turn that possession arrow back to Red Hill.
And Coach Bone wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family friendly.
Welcome back, Salika fans. Sisney Lions have the basketball off of that jump ball. Featherling with it in the corner. Passes back to Milner. Milner drives into the lane. Looked like he carried there. Passed out to Featherling, and he puts up shot no good. Quickly up court. Drew Moore got the rebound up to Ray. Ray puts up a shot no good. And foul will go against Jace Hatcher. That is his fourth foul. So Ray will go to the line to shoot two here with 3:45 left to go. So both Hatcher and Milner with four fouls. Ray's first one is up and good. Ties it back up, 37 all here in the fourth quarter. Ray doesn't mess around. He gets right to it. Second one is up and got it in both. Ray so far 4-for-4 at the line, I believe.
Right, 3-for-3.
3-for-3.
Yeah, completed a three-point play the last time.
Milner with the basketball, dribbles up to the left side, passes off to Hatcher. Hatcher guarded there by Ray. Looking inside, puts it on the floor, passes off to Potter. Potter with it on the left wing, cross-court pass to Featherling. Over to Hatcher. He eyed the three, but holds up, passes off to Potter. Potter back up top to Milner, getting some good ball movement. Down by one here, 38-37 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Almost stolen away there by Ray. Hatcher gets it back. Now stolen away by McKinney. Up court to Moore. Moore going up strong, got it to fall. Salukis first biggest lead of the game so far, 40-37 since the first quarter. Milner with the basketball, bringing it up court. Passes off to Potter on the right wing. Potter with it now. He puts it on the floor, goes inside to Brack. Brack goes right to the basket, and a foul will be called on the floor.
And that's worth, I think.
And that is Worth's fourth foul, isn't it?
They call that on the floor, so it's just a one-on-one. Had they counted in the basket, they could have tied it. But
no, I don't think they got it right up there. They're saying it's his first. But
they said missed the free throw.
Missed the free throw there. Worth gets the rebound. Outlets there to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring it up the court. Gets across timeline over to Moore in the right corner. Moore with it now. He's going to get double teamed. Put it on the floor. Picked up his dribble. And
Brian
Havel
timeout, yes.
Called a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 2:35 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis up 40-37, their first lead of this half, it's been since the first quarter.
They took the lead. Let's see. They took the lead 38-37. Yeah, now 40-37. That's the first time they've led since it was. I'm going to look at. They didn't lead at all in the second. They led one time at 16-15 in the second quarter. So.
But their first biggest lead so far, and it's they got to keep Milner, Hatcher, and Potter shut down.
Well, the thing about it, Milner and Hatcher each have four fouls, and they're the ball handlers. So, and Coach Kevin Boyd may have to substituting on to keep from picking those fifth fouls up for those.
And neither one has been out of the game yet so far.
I don't think
and
they have either.
It's hard telling how deep they go at the point guard position. Henry will inbound to McKinney.
Two and a half to go.
McKinney will pass off to Moore. Moore holding the ball out near the volleyball line, content with running some clock off until somebody contests him. He's got three defenders standing around him. He's just happy standing there with the basketball.
And they're happy just to stand there, too. So sometimes you wonder, it takes you out of any kind of flow sometimes.
He's just standing there looking at the clock, thinking about what he's going to have for lunch later, I'd say. And he's talking to McKinney over there, saying, hey, stay over there. 2 minutes to go now. He's been standing for about
Cameron Ray's over here. He gets close to fishing. Might as well talk to the official. Carry on a conversation there.
Moore's been standing for about 30 seconds now.
Moore, it was 2.5 to go when he took it out there. So.
Yeah, so now down to a minute 45. They're putting pressure on him now over to McKinney. McKinney puts it back to Moore. They're going back and forth. They don't care. It's 1:35 to go here in the game. Back to McKinney out near the volleyball line. He puts it on the floor. Back to Moore. Running clock 40-37.
It's been Moore and McKinney basically passing it back and forth. In the front of that 1-3-1 zone.
McKinney with it now back to Drew Moore. Moore looking inside, back to McKinney. Milner tried to go up and get it. They're passing it over his head, well out of his jumping distance. Back and forth they go, 1:10 left on the clock. They're content with running it out the rest of the game. Moore passes off to Henry now getting into the mix. Yeah. Ray calling for the ball down here. Based on Drew Moore's like, no, we got this. We'll pass it off here in a minute.
Yeah.
Henry with it now, back to Moore. Just spreading them out now. Under a minute to go here in the game. 50 seconds left. Moore goes to Ray. Down to Worth. Worth goes up strong. No good on the shot. Potter comes away with the rebound. Passes up to Milner with 40 seconds left to go. Milner over to Hatcher. Hatcher with an out standing with it. Hands it off to Milner out near the volleyball line. Milner guarded there by McKinney. Milner drives the lane, puts it out to Potter, pulls up from way downtown, no good. Worth comes away with the rebound, hands it off to McKinney, up to Moore. Moore is going to bring it across court, and a foul will be called. Foul goes against Jace Hatcher. That will be his fifth foul. So Hatcher will check out of the game as Austin Drake will come in.
And Moore will have two free throws.
Moore at the line with two. 21.9 seconds left to go here in the game. 40-37 in favor of the Salukis. Moore's first one on its way. Got it to go. Gets one more here. 41-37 now. Moore, second one is on the way. Got them both. Ball inbounded to Milner. Two-point game, 42-37. He brings it up the court quickly, drives right to the basket, got it to fall. And Coach Bowen calls a timeout with 18 seconds left. 42-39, we'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Only 18 seconds left to go here in the game. Salukis are up 42-39. Sisney will come out of the timeout with a full court press.
Josh Henry inbounding for the Salukis, and that three-point leader comes in to Drew Moore.
Gets it into Drew Moore.
And foul quickly.
Foul will be against number 10, it looks like there. That is Dalton Miller. So Miller on the foul, his first.
He just came into the ball game. Moore at the line shooting two. He hit two a while ago.
16.4 seconds left to go here. 42-39 in favor of the Salukis. Moore's first one on the way. Got it to fall. Featherling will come back in along with Brack, Milner, and Drake. Today's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Moore gets set to shoot the second one on its way. Got them both. Still a five-point game. Coach Brian Havel wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here this time. Sisney going to have to try and get it down the court quickly and put up a three-pointer. But that's going to be hard to do. The Salukis are going to put full court press on. I would say coming out of this timeout, it's 44-39 with 6.5 left to go. And the Lions, they're just going to have to get it down, and Coach Bowen will probably call another timeout.
Yeah. Well, the last time Milner drove it down and drove it to score, what you don't want to do is you have them score and foul them so they're going to make a chance for a three-point play to cut it to a two-point game because there's still 16.4 to go. So
it's going to be a tough call what Coach Havel wants to do here, but for them to go full court pressure on the inbound.
Yeah, I don't know if I think I'd get back on defense. Get your defense set up, maybe half court, but because you get too much full court, they can try to spread it out too easy.
And as they come out of the timeout, looks like they're going to do like a 1-2-2.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be 1-2-2. Maybe force them to take a little bit of time to bring the ball up the floor.
Cameron Ray at the point of this defense. Ball inbounded to Milner. Milner trying to break it out. Brings it up to midcourt. Passes off to Potter. Featherling pulls up for three off the back of the rim. No good. Ray stretches up for the rebound. Passes off to Moore.
And that'll probably do it.
5 seconds left. 44-39 in favor of the Salukis as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis win it against the Sisney Lions for the second time this season. 44-39. We'll be back in 2 minutes with post-game stats and a word from Coach Brian Havel and the player of the game. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Hello, this is Greg Lewis inviting you to Customer Appreciation Day at Citizens National Bank of Albion, our Bridgeport Banking Center, located at 100 East State Street, December the 14th. Please join us from 8:30 until 10:30 for breakfast refreshments and from 10:30 to 4 for assorted sandwiches. Again, that's 8:30 to 4, December the 14th.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Lowe's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis win it 42-39 here against the Sisney Running Lions here at the 65th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. The Salukis start off 1-0 and extend their record to 5-4 on the season. I'll go ahead and send it over to Rob for the post-game stats here.
Okay, we'll look at Salukis had 21 rebounds, 16 for the Sisney Running Lions. 8 turnovers for Red Hill, 13 for Sisney. Whereas the shooting was Red Hill in the fourth quarter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think they were like 10 of 11 fourth quarter free throws. And Drew Moore had 18, to Parker Abel 9. But
and both teams just up and down the floor very, very quickly and really moving the ball around very smoothly and getting good shots off and setting up not very many rush shots this game. Therefore, that's why I believe it was such a low-scoring game.
Yeah, Cameron Ray had 5, Josh Henry 4, Greg Allen had 2, Nathan Worth 4, Brendan Potter had 10 for Sisney as they fall to 1-5.
And Salukis now extended out to 5-4 for their season. As we wait for Coach Brian Havel to make his way out here, we'll go ahead and choose the Bill Dobson Ford Fort Tough Player of the Game. And as we both discussed there during that break, we decided we were going to go with Cameron Ray for the Player of the Game.
Yeah, he had a couple of steals there in the fourth quarter. One of them he got converted to a three-point play. hit to 3 of 3 free throws, had 5 points, and I would say kind of a catalyst during the fourth quarter to put the Salukis up as we trailed 12-10 at the first quarter. They were down 19-18 at half and 29-28 going the fourth quarter, and they fell behind by 4, 35-31. And I believe at that time, Sisney did have the ball with that 4-point lead and a chance to maybe stretch it out, but the Salukis scored some points, and they went ahead for good at 38-37. Drew Moore hit four free throws there in the fourth quarter. Cameron Wright was 3 of 3. So the free throw line, they got to the bonus and the double bonus, and that ultimately, I think, was they were able to hold on. They got the lead, hold on by hitting the free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, and the free throws really played a big factor. They were able to hit more of them. It was only Parker Havel and Josh Henry at the line there for most of the game, and then Moore and Cameron Ray got in on that. So I think free throws played a big, big factor in today's game.
And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 of 11 in the fourth quarter. And field goals, they were just, let's see, 1, 2, 3, they were 3 of 4 in field goals, so they were able to control the ball that way. But they didn't shoot real well. They ended up shooting, I think, 14 of 41, but 10 of 11 at the free throw line, so they were not too bad that way. So they were winning it at the free throw line, but once they got the lead, to hit the free throws to keep that lead.
So as we wait for Coach Brian Havel to make his way out here, we'll go ahead and send it back for another commercial break and be right back with words from him and wrap it up here at the on the first day of the 65th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. So we'll be back in about a minute and a half right here. You're listening to Saluki Basketball on The Legend.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis win it 44-39 here over the Sisney Running Lions in the first game of the 65th annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. We got at least 3 more days of play here. We come back Wednesday to play the Crab Orchard Trojans, and then on Friday we play the Wayne City Indians and come back for the next two games determine that at what time we come back on Saturday.
Right. Here's Brother Saluki, George Brian Havel. Boy, you escaped with one there, didn't you? You kind of escaped with one here.
Yeah, we did. Am I on the air?
Yeah, we did. I just told my assistant coach walking out here, I said, I don't know, maybe it's time for me to get out of this gig before I have a heart attack. It seems like we've had some difficult games here lately, just, you know, and it's been frustrating with some of the things we've done or not done, but lots of things to work on, but you touched, you know, we were fortunate to get out of here, I think, with the circumstances, and but, you know, I just broke the huddle with the kids, and I said, let's face it, winning's better than losing, so we'll take it.
And you hit free throws down the stretch. That what you got ahead, Drew, and then
well,
Cameron
we did,
free throws, Parker,
and so I don't presume to know the numbers other than know that we've now played two games where we can't throw it in the ocean from the arc. But, however, Cameron Ray come in and gave us a huge lift off the bench. He gave us a spark. He got his hands on some balls, got some steals. I remember a three-point play. He got to the line. You know, in my opinion, he swung the game for us, and we told him that in the locker room with his energy, and Drew obviously stepped up and hit some big free throws, and we did win the game late at the free throw line, and we did enough things to win, but we knew what type of game it was going to be. I mean, if you've looked at their scores lately, they're in the 40s, 30s, so, and we didn't do ourselves any favors today.
We gave the player of the game to Cameron Ray because of his deep, especially that fourth quarter, he had 5 points. He had, let's say, two or three steals, or got him.
And that's, you know, he's been like that all year, where he plays hard. He just has a little motor. He goes about himself. He goes about his business. And when his name's called, he's ready to go. And, you know, again, I can't say enough about him today.
We come back Wednesday night against Crab Orchard. I know they're another young team that's out there. Not many seniors. You played them last year.
I haven't seen them yet. I got film on them, so I'll start looking at them. But, you know, we obviously had a game last night, and the only game we've been focused on in this tournament was Sisney, because I anticipated a difficult game today. I knew what style it was going to be, and we're going to turn our attention to Crab Orchard and get ready for them. But Sisney was definitely on the forefront, and you know, they do a good job there. That's what I told him when we shook hands. I said, I really don't like coaching against you because you do things really well and you make things difficult. And like I said, we're fortunate to get this today.
Okay, we'll see you back here on Wednesday night.
All right, thank you.
Raiders Saluki Coach Brian Havel. Saluki's win their first game of this tournament, coming behind in the fourth quarter. Basically, a close game, back and forth all the way for 3.5 quarters. Saluki's took the lead for good at 38-37. Did free throws down the stretch, and they went at 44-39. Next game coming up here, which we won't be having, it'll be, I think it's North Clay, Louisville North Clay against Grayville. So we'll see what's going to happen there.
And like Coach Havel said, a lot different Sisney team here today, and Coach Bowen always just coaching them up, getting them better and better. They are a young team, so they're going to be tough to beat next year.
They're a well-disciplined team, and we'll see Sisney play. They're a very well-disciplined team, well-coached.
So that'll just about do it here for the first game of the 65th Annual Conrad Allen Holiday Tournament. We will go ahead and wrap it up and see you back Wednesday, where the Salukis will face the Crab Orchard Trojans.
I believe it's a 7 o'clock game.
And
we'll get the schedule here. Yeah, it's a 7 o'clock game Wednesday.
So we will be on the air right around 6:45 Wednesday. And that'll just about do it. For Bill Schroed, back to the studio, keeping us on air, Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan C. saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10,
Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.